It's time for our regular myth conception, where we take scientific dogma to task. And this week, Kat, you've been getting hot over rather than under the collar.
If you are listening to The Naked Scientist here in the UK, you've probably noticed that it's getting chillier. The nights are drawing in, the heating's going on, and you're busy raiding the wardrobe for gloves, scarves, and, of course, a nice warm hat. That's because we've all been told that we lose anywhere between half and 90% of our body heat through our heads, depending on who you listen to. Well, it turns out you shouldn't listen to anyone telling you that, because it simply isn't true. It's hard to pin down exactly where this myth arose, but apparently the US Army Field Manual claims that 40 to 45% of body heat is lost through the head. This is probably the result of early military experiments exposing people to very cold temperatures while wearing various warm and cozy garments. As you might expect, if you're all bundled up with your head exposed, you're going to lose most of your heat up top. But it does make sense. You'll only be warmer with a hat on if the rest of you is also wrapped up. If you're wandering around in the buff with nothing but a bobble hat on, you can expect some funny looks. And also, that hat won't keep you warm. So, just how much heat is actually lost through the head compared to the rest of the body? Well, for a start, we need to think about the shape, and more specifically, surface area to volume ratio. We know from physics that smaller and thinner things with a high surface area to volume ratio will lose heat more quickly than bigger, rounder things. The head is more or less spherical, which is a kind of shape that retains heat well, unlike thinner, flappier bits, like your hands and feet. And it only makes up around 7% of the surface area of the body. Also, just to complicate the issue, people have different amounts of hair on their heads, which acts as an insulator. To try and figure out how this all fits together, a Canadian researcher called Thea Pretorius started dunking unlucky volunteers in chilly pools, with or without their heads sticking out into the warmer air. She discovered that dunking the head in the water too only increased heat loss by about 10%, suggesting that heat loss from the head is roughly proportional to the rate at which it's lost from other parts of the body. But there is a twist. She's also found that the rate at which the core temperature cools down is similar if the whole body, minus the head, is cooled down, or if only the head is cooled. Intriguingly, cooling the body triggers a shivering reaction, which helps to warm you up, while cooling just the head doesn't. So while it's not strictly true that we lose more heat through our heads, having a cold head does cool down the rest of your body. In fact, a cold head increases core cooling by nearly 40%. So it's not so much keeping the heat in by wearing a hat on your head that keeps you toasty, as stopping the cold air getting to your head that makes a difference. What's more, making sure you keep your hands and feet warm with socks and gloves will definitely make a difference too, as these are thinner body parts that lose heat more rapidly than something solid and spherical like your head. So, as the temperature drops this winter, use science rather than hearsay to keep you warm and cosy.
And I find a stiff drink and a few logs on the fire goes a long way too. Thank you very much, Kat. And if you at home have a myth that you would like us to investigate, you can email it over to chris@thenakedscientist.com and we will subject it to our usual scrutiny.
Are you of the